Amen. Our Redeemer lives. We continue on this morning with the rest of John's Gospel, the 20th chapter, verses 19 through 31, where Jesus comes and appears to his disciples and where Jesus and Thomas talk. And when it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And after he said this, he showed them his hands and his side, and the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Now Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. And if you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nail and the hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were yet again in the house, and Thomas was with them this time. And although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them, and he said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hand. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Now Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in the book. But these were written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in His name. The Word of God this day for the children of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray.